call a meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda today?
There is one requested change, Mr. Chairman. Under the public hearing section, staff would request that we flip the order of items so that ordinance number 24-04 go first.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too. Make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the February 5th, 2025 meeting. Mr. Whitehouse, any changes or corrections to the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, if staff have none, unless the commission had any, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the February 5, 2025 meeting as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. Public comment period is your opportunity to come up and chat with us for 3 minutes about any subject you would like, provided that it has something to do with what planning and zoning actually does, that it does not have anything to do with any specific application that will be in front of us today. There will be time to testify in that regard later, or any application that's been in front of us, or any application that's likely to come in front of us. So with those guardrails in mind, who would like to be first? All right, we'll start with you. Yes, sir. You give us your name, you may have the floor for 3 minutes.
It won't take 3 minutes.
Okay. Would you make sure that microphone's on? There's a space bar there. Just press that bar and that green light will come on.
Test, test.
Nope, try it again. There's a bar right down at the bottom. Oh. There you go. You're lit up now. All right, go ahead.
I just want you to know one thing.
You know who you are first.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Steve Kitka. I live in Saddle Ridge Development in Sussex County.
Okay.
When I was looking at the application and the case for the Bellmead development, and I was trying to enter comments there.
Sir, I just got done saying that this is not the time to talk
it's
about
it. It's not specific
that.
To that.
And
it's
stop referencing that. Just go ahead and tell us what's on your mind. What is not working?
You had a computer problem. I couldn't enter comments for, I took 7 times to get it in there.
Okay.
So I'm just letting you know that if you're looking for a true representation of what the public is trying to input, regardless of what application, someone needs to address that. You need an IT guy. I used to work in IT, you know, so I'm kidding, but in all seriousness.
Are you retired now?
I am, sir.
Are you looking for a part-time job?
No, I'm not, sir. I volunteer in enough activities, but in all seriousness, it does need to be addressed. I tried to enter comments lots of times, and it wasn't taking it. It finally did.
All right.
Thank you.
Just for the benefit of the public, or Mr. Whitehouse, if you want to explain.
I can't speak to this, Mr. Chairman. I was made aware of one individual's comments not being able to be submitted yesterday. Having looked into this, I would like to investigate it further because of the 71 comments that have been submitted for that application, this is the first report we've received. That there's been no down issue on the county side, on the county servers or systems, and we do have the ability to investigate this, but I believe this to be an isolated problem with one individual computer on the sender's end. I would like to investigate it further. We've received no other reports of computer issues, and there's certainly nothing wrong with the county servers because we would be notified if anything went wrong or went down. So I would certainly have to look into it further, but I do believe this to be an issue on the sender's computer in the home, that was the device that was used. But I'm certainly happy to look into it further. So, and I do note that comments were eventually submitted for that one person that reported it. So.
Thank you.
And the other thing I would say, just for the benefit of the public, and you as obviously as well as a member of the public, is that there has to be an understanding that just because it comes in, it doesn't automatically go to the county's website. Not that we filter things for substance, but we have to filter things for, I guess, appropriateness, you know, to make sure that nothing inappropriate goes out on the county's system. So there is a delay between when somebody hits submit and when it does show up. That sounds like a different situation.
This wasn't a delay. I actually got a specific error when I tried to enter it.
Wow. Okay.
So,
well, thanks for letting us know.
It said Mr. Whitehouse right at the top of the page, I can't remember the exact verbiage, but it said it erred, and I can't figure out that I did anything different with the time that it was eventually accepted. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate your reporting that to us, and we'll see if we can take care of that. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm Judy Rose Seibert, and I live in Lewis. And just, Mr. Whitehouse, there was actually in the comments in the public docket another instance where another person stated that they had to try three or four times before they were able to enter their comments. So just so you know. And also, Mr. Robertson, it would be helpful if the public docket stated on it that it does take a time delay, because I know some people submitted their comments more than once, and it would just be very helpful if the docket itself were to say that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir, come on up.
My name is John Namkos. I'm a resident of Saddle Ridge Community. I didn't realize this would be this close. It's kind of scary. But I just wanted to thank you for your participation on the commission. This is an important role that you play in the community, and the decisions you make have a significant impact on what happens in the area. So, you know, just want to thank you for that.
Well, we thank you for that. Thank you, sir. Okay. Anyone else like to speak?
We'll make sure that gets in the minutes.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. Anyone else? All right, we thank you for spending some time with us today. We're going to close public comment period. And